Pennsylvania's minimum wage has not gone up since the economic downturn of 2009, and some business owners in Philadelphia have decided to take the matter into their own hands. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, a newly formed group wants to show lawmakers that some small businesses are ready to pay their workers more.
Ken Weinstein's calling it wage change. Under the initiative, businesses pledge to gradually increase their minimum wage to $11 an hour by 2020. Sitting in a booth at his trolley car diner in Mount Airy, he says he's long hoped government would institute a higher minimum wage.
That's not going to happen, and that's becoming more and more apparent.
He's already gotten about a dozen other restaurants to sign on, with hopes of recruiting 1,000 business owners by the end of the year.
Hopefully it'll encourage those policymakers in Harrisburg and elsewhere to step up and join our commitment.
Perhaps it's counterintuitive to hear a business owner pushing to pay workers more, but Weinstein doesn't think so. He says there's actually savings in other ways when employees are happy and stick around longer. John Dobbs leads the Philadelphia Unemployment Project. He says it's a nice initiative, but it's only grown out of lawmakers' refusal to increase Pennsylvania's minimum wage of $7.25 an hour.
Every state surrounding us has raised the minimum wage. Maryland, New Jersey, West Virginia, Delaware, New York, Ohio, all have got higher minimum wages, but we are still at 7.25.
President-elect Donald Trump says he's not opposed to a higher minimum wage, but that it should be up to the states. But in Harrisburg, the matter has been idling for years. In the face of inaction, Weinstein says there is opportunity, but that's at a cost, starting with the first gradual pay bump to $8 an hour this year.
This is going to cost us $24,000 as it goes up to $8 an hour minimum wage. And by the time it hits $11 an hour minimum wage, it'll cost us $146,000 a year.
An expense he can absorb, but he admits not every business will be able to. Critics of minimum wage increases say it will accelerate automation and prices for customers could go up too. But to trolley car diner customer Laverne Taylor, that would be okay. If workers are paid better, she thinks quality will go up.
I don't have to send my food back, you know, so I know that I'm getting quality breakfast here today. If you don't pay your workers, they're going to slash this food any way they want to slash it on your table.
It goes without saying that diner host Maya Jones, who started at minimum wage, welcomes more pay. She just started college and knows what lies ahead.
No loans and everything like that. It's going to be a little bit easier to start paying those off because I get to save up a little bit more.
Not benefiting under the initiative are servers and other employees who rely on tips. Though they take home more, their technical wage will stay $2.83 an hour, until Harrisburg or Washington says otherwise. For WHYY News, I'm Bobby Allen.